This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The reopening of the Massachusetts economy is now underway as state officials keep a watchful eye out for any potential resurgence of the coronavirus. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lisa.
We've been anticipating this day for a while now. What does the governor's plan look like?
Well, it will be phased in. He says the restart will be going hand in hand with continuing efforts to halt the spread of the coronavirus. Now, today, manufacturing, construction, and houses of worship were given the okay to resume operations, but with limitations. The governor acknowledges this represents a shift from the usual way of doing things.
This guidance asks people to change behaviors, and it changes the way some of our favorite places look and feel. This is not permanent. At some point, there will be treatments and ultimately a vaccine. But for the foreseeable future, everyone needs to continue to do the right things to bring the fight to the virus so that we can continue to move forward.
Now, the governor says he'll continue monitoring a half dozen health metrics regarding the spread of the coronavirus. And if those metrics indicate there's no longer a downward trend, or if there's an increase, we won't move on to the next phase of reopening. Or if it's really bad, we could move back to a more restrictive phase.
So the governor said those sectors are allowed to open with limitations. What exactly are they?
Well, for manufacturing and construction, those businesses need to ensure that they can operate with social distancing protocols in place. Workers will need to utilize face coverings, and there'll be need for the facilities to have hand washing and sanitizing available. For houses of worship, face coverings and markings to indicate proper distancing in the pews, and they can't go over 40% capacity.
But how is the state going to make sure businesses are complying, and who's supposed to enforce the rules, and are there any penalties for those who don't comply?
Sure. I get the impression that the state is hoping that businesses will all do the right thing and follow the guidelines. They don't want to have to shut down again. It's really the honor system. Businesses in those sectors okay to resume need to go through a checklist that's been provided by the state, but it's not as if some state agency has to sign off on it. They just don't have the resources to do that. If workers feel that their employer isn't meeting the safety guidelines, they can then contact the local Board of Health and file a complaint. Now, chances are they'll get a talking to, or in the hopes of addressing the issue. If not, fines could be imposed, and finally, they could be subject to a cease and desist order.
A lot of people want to know when they can get their hair cut, or maybe dine out in a restaurant. Are you one of those, Steve?
Or go to am. I look like I did back in the 1970s.
Yes, I've seen you in Zoom meetings. Or go to a store to go clothes shopping. Any indication on when those things can begin?
Sure. Barbers and hair salons are part of phase one, and they can open next Monday, but by appointment only, and provided they follow a set of safety protocols. Restaurants and retail shopping are at a minimum 3 weeks away, possibly longer, depending on what that data is showing regarding new infections. The restaurant and hospitality work group just started discussing the procedures for opening last week, so they haven't formulated those guidelines just yet.
What is the state saying about when workers who've been working from home can head back to the office?
Sure. Some office workers outside of Boston can come back a week from today. However, the number of people in the office will be capped at 25%. They're really encouraging businesses to continue to allow their employees to work from home if possible. Those who work in offices in Boston may be allowed back on June 1st, but again, with limits on the number of people who are allowed in the office.
With people potentially going back to the office, what about childcare? Did the advisory board make any kind of statement on that?
Somewhat. Daycares remain closed until the end of June. They're in the process of putting together guidelines for those to reopen. In the meantime, remember there was an emergency daycare system put in place for the children of first responders and healthcare personnel a couple of months ago. That system has capacity for 10,000 children, but it's only been operating at about 35% full. So they will open up those other slots to workers who will need daycare. They're also encouraging families to continue to find any alternatives to group care to help stem the spread of the virus.
So what's the reaction to the reopening plan so far from medical and public health experts?
Yeah, so far the ones that WBUR has spoken with say they appreciate that the plan seems to be well thought out, data-driven, and gradual. Shira Daron, a hospital epidemiologist and an infectious disease physician at Tufts Medical Center, says she and others in the medical field hope that an increase in transmission of the coronavirus because of reopening the economy will be mitigated by aggressive contact tracing. That's the program of reaching out to the close contacts of people who just tested positive.
The early weeks of the contact tracing program suggested that each person who was found to have the infection had only come in contact with, on average, two other people. That's going to go up. And so it remains to be seen whether our contact tracing program can handle the number of contacts that each infected person reports. It's not easy.
Doctors say they like the fact that outdoor spaces such as beaches and botanical gardens can open as of next week because the risk of transmission is lower outdoors, and being outdoors is good for one's health. Though people still have to be careful, doctors say the key is that residents of the state don't just rush back to trying to do everything they possibly can like before, to still stick to what is necessary or what is really important for, say, your mental health, like a careful visit with relatives or close friends.
Nice work. Thank you very much. WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Thanks again.
Thanks, Lisa.